This is the first Phoenix Book Nights audio boo. I thought it'd be a faster way to share the gossip from last night at the Phoenix Theatre Artists Club and let you know about the next books we're reading. So Wolf Hall was one of our most popular books ever. Some of the books have split the group completely. Yes, I'm looking at you, Portnoy's complaint. But everyone scored this 8 or 9 out of 10. Quite incredible. A remarkable achievement for a remarkable book, though. I think the main themes we discussed were the way Hilary Mantel wrote it, so you move seamlessly between Thomas Cromwell's perceptions of his world and a sort of an omniscient view. Very interesting style. I do know some people who really didn't like that much, found it confusing, but it seemed to most of us that it brought the scenes to life, made them really immediate. And the dialogue was awesome. A lot of sneering sarcasm in places, but written so that it both captured the period, but also made sense to a 21st century sense of humour. And also the descriptions of London, the food, clothes and the buildings really brought the whole thing to life stunningly. One person said it was easily the most three-dimensional view they'd ever had of Cardinal Wolsey. The fact that many of the characters were well known actually might have limited the book, but it seems that it didn't at all. It's a tale worth recounting. Also, I suppose, a bit of interesting chat about religious corruption at the time. Big question was, do we think the real corruption back then was in the monasteries, or was it the church's view that normal people shouldn't read the word of God for themselves? Anyway, I could go on, because we did go on last night. Didn't really ever get to the end, but we had to go home eventually. We scored it 8.5 out of 10, which is our equal highest ever score. I think both A Christmas Carol and The Woman in White got 8.5 out of 10. So this was up with the best, an immediate classic. Next month we're reading Brian Patton's collected love poems. Not necessarily to everyone's taste, but isn't that partly the whole point of this? And we've also agreed the following month, in November, to read The Player of Games, a bit of sci-fi from Ian M. Banks. So once again, I'm sure that won't be to everyone's tastes, but once again, that is the point. And then back to a bit of a classic in December, reading Wuthering Heights.